ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Kaivalya, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Sahanavatu. சனோ புனத்து சக வீரியங்கரவாவை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்துமா விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஜன்மோஷதி மந்திர தப சமாதிஜா சித்தய ஜாத்யந்த பரிணாம பிரகிருதி ஆபூராத் நிமித்தம் அப்ரயோஜகம் பிரகிருதீனாம் வர்ணவேதஸ்துத்வ க்ஷேத்ரிகவத் நிர்மாண சித்தான்யஸ்மிதா மாத்ராத் பிரவிருத்திபேதே பிரயோஜகம் சித்தம் ஏகம் அநேகேஷாம் தத்ர த்யானஜம் மனாஷயம் கர்மா சுக்லா கிருஷ்ணம் யோகினஸ் த்ரிவிதம் இதரேஷாம் தஸ்தத்விபாக அனுகுணானாம் ஏவ அவிவக்திர் வாசனானாம் ஜாதி தேச கால வியவஹிதானாம் அப்யானந்தர்யம் ஸ்மிருதி சம்ஸ்காரயோரேக ரூபத்வாத் தாசாம் அநாதித்வம் சாஷ்யோ நித்யத்வாத் ஹேதுஃபலாஸ்ரயாலம்பனைஹி சங்கிருஹீதத்வாத் ஏஷாம் அபாவே தத்பாவஹ அதீத அநாகதம் ஸ்வரூபதோ அஸ்த்யத்வபேதாத் தர்மாணாம் தே வ்யக்த சூக்ஷ்மா குணாத்மானஹ பரிணாமைகத்வாத் வஸ்து தத்வம் வஸ்துசாமியே சித்தபேதா தயோர்விவக்தப் பந்தா நசைகசித்ததந்திரம் வஸ்து தத் அப்ரமாணகம் ததா கிம் ஸ்யாத் தத் உபராகாபேக்ஷித்வாத் சித்தஸ்ய வஸ்து ஜ்ஞாதா ஜ்ஞாதம் சதா ஜ்ஞாதா சித்தவிருத்தயஸ்தத் பிரபோஹ புருஷஸ்ய பரிணாமித்வாத் நத்ஸ்வாபாசம் த்ருஷ்யத்வாத் ஏகசமயே ச உபய அனவதாரணம் சித்தாந்திர த்ருஷ்யத்வே புத்தி புத்தேரதி பிரசங்கஹ ஸ்மிருதி சங்கரஸ்ச சித்தேர ப்ரதிசங்க்ரமாயாஸ்தத் ஆகாராபத்தௌ ஸ்வ புத்தி சம்வேதனம் த்ருஷ்ட த்ருஷ்யோபரக்த சித்தம் சர்வார்த்தம் தத் அஸங்க்யேய வாசனாபி தத் அஸங்க்யேய வாசனாபிச்சித்ரம் அபி பராத்தம் சம்ஹத்யகாரித்வாத் விசேஷ தர்ஷின ஆத்மபாவா பாவனா வினிவிருத்திஹி ததா வேக நிம்னம் கைவல்ய ப்ராக்பாரம் சித்தம் தத் சித்ரேஷு பிரத்யாந்த்ராணி சம்ஸ்காரேப்யஹ ஹானம் ஏஷாம் க்லேஷவத் உக்தம் ப்ரசங்க்யானே அபி அகுசீதஸ்ய சர்வதா வேக க்யாதே தர்மமேக சமாதிஹி ததா க்லேஷ கர்ம நிவிருத்திஹி ததா சர்வாவரணம் அலேபத் அலாப் ததா சர்வாவரணமலாபே தஸ்ய ஞானஸ்ய ஆனந்த்யாத் ஞேயம் அல்பம் ததக்ருதார்த்தானாம் பரிணாம க்ரம சமாப்திர் குணானாம் க்ஷணப்ரதியோகி பரிணாமாபராந்த நிர்க்ராஹ்ய க்ரம புருஷார்த்த சூன்யானாம் குணானாம் பிரதி பிரசவ கைவல்யம் ஸ்வரூப பிரதிஷ்டா வாசினி சக்திரிதி இதி ஸ்ரீ பாதஞ்சலி யோகசாஸ்திரே கைவல்ய பத கவில் பாத சதுர்த்த சம்பூர்ண. ஹானம் ஏஷாம் க்லேஷவத் உக்தம் ஹானம் ஏஷாம் க்லேஷவத் உக்தம் ஹானம் ஏஷாம் க்லேஷவத் உக்தம் ஹானம் ஏஷாம் கிளேஷவத் உக்தம் யதா க்ளேஷோ தக்தபீஜபாவாஹ ந ப்ரரோஹ சமர்த்தாஹ பவந்தி ததா ஜ்ஞானாக்னினா தக்தபீஜபாவாஹ பூர்வ சம்ஸ்காரோ ந ப்ரத்ய ஹானம் ஏஷாம் க்ளேஷவத். சோ வி ஆல்ரெடி சா லைக் தி க்ளேஷாஸ் ஹேவ் டு பி டெஸ்ட்ராய்ட் இன் த சேம் வே லைக் தி க்ளேஷாஸ் தீஸ் சம்ஸ்காராஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ டு பி டெஸ்ட்ராய்ட் தீஸ் தாட் இம்ப்ரெஷன்ஸ் are also to be destroyed because yatha kleshaah adagdha bija bhavaah na prarosamartha bhavanti like the kleshas when they are destroyed it attains a state of the fried seed which does not have the power to sprout in the same way yatha jnana agnina adagdha bija bhavaah purva samskaro na pratyay prasaur bhavati. So in the same way jnanagnina, through the knowledge, the fire of knowledge, dagda bija bhavaha, the purva samskaras have attained, will attain a state of fried seed again. and there it is kleshas. Now here it is the purva samskaras, the samskaras, thought impressions which we have attained in the previous lives. Prati, then that will attain a state, that will attain a state, those purva samskaras, those thought impressions will become na pratya prasur bhavati, it will not be something which has the capability to give rise to new thought functions. Pratyas. So, jnana samskarastu citta adhikara samaptim anusherate iti na chintyante. Jnana samskarastu, the jnana samskaras, the samskaras, the thought impressions of knowledge, citta adhikara samaptim anusherate. It will exist till the end of the control of citta. Till the end of the control of citta. Therefore, iti na chintyate. There is nothing to worry about it. प्रसंख्याने अपि अकुसीदस्य सर्वथा विवेकख्यातेर् धर्ममेघः समाधिः प्रसंख्याने अपि अकुसीदस्य सर्वथा विवेकख्यातेर् धर्ममेघः समाधिः प्रसंख्याने अपि अकुसीदस्य सर्वथा वेकख्यातेर्धर्ममेघः समाधिः प्रसंख्याने अपि अकुसीदस्य सर्वथा विवेकख्यातेर्धर्ममेघः समाधिः प्रसंख्याने अपि इवन् इन् दिस् प्रसंख्याना इन् दिस् विवेक ज्ञाना akusidasya, a person who is not attached. Kusida means to be attached to. To be attached to. Akusidasya means one who is not attached to. Meaning it is not hatred. If it is not raga, you should not take it as dvesha. It is hatred. It is not hatred. There is no desire in this, that's all. We are not hating that. It is there. That's just that you don't have any desire in that. Vekakhyati sarvatha vekakhyati. In this vekakhyati, at any point of time, then dharma mega samadhi. That person attains this samadhi called dharma mega samadhi. Have we studied this? If we remember, yes, we have studied this in the first chapter. Where when we were talking about vairagya, vashikara sanya vairagyam, where we said vashikara sanya vairagyam, then the next sutra, tat param purushakhyatehe guna vaitrishnyam, tat param, that is what is called as param, paravairagya. What is paravairagya? Purushakhyatehe, in the vivekakhyati, guna vaitrishnyam, the person does not have any attachment. That is called paravairagya. And that paravairagya gives rise to dharma megha samadhi. Dharma megha samadhi, this also we introduced in the first class. So very first class we saw this dharma megha samadhi. So, yada ayam brahmanaha prasankhyani api akusidaha tata api na kinchit prarthyate. So, when this brahmana, when this yogi, he is not desirous, he does not desire anything out of this prasankhyana, with this knowledge, with this vekakhyati, from this vekakhyati, tatra api viraktasya, when he is virakta, he is dispassionate in that state. Also, he does not desire for anything even in that state. Then, sarvata vyakyatire bhavati iti. Sarvata vyakyatire bhavati iti. Let this vyakyati always remain in this way. He does not desire. Then, samskara bijakshayat nasya pratyantarani utpadyante. When the samskaras, the seed of samskaras, when they are destroyed, when they have attained this state of right seed, then the new pratyas, the new thought functions don't arise. Tadasya dharma megho nama samadhir bhavati. At that point of time, he attains this samadhi called dharma megha samadhi. dharma, it's like a rain. That is when then the dharma, this, when it rains, dharma, then that is called dharmika samadhi. The kleshas are destroyed totally. Tatak klesha karma nivrtihi. What will happen if I attain this dharma mega samadhi? The result of dharma mega samadhi is this. Tatah, after gaining that, because of that, klesha karma nivrtihi. The klesha karmas, whatever we saw, the kleshas, pancha klesha, those karmas will be destroyed. Tallabhat tadlabhat avidya adayah kleshah. So when you gain this dharma mega samadhi, these avidya etc., these pancha kleshas, avidya smita raga dvesha vinivesha pancha kleshah, all these five kleshas which we saw in the first chapter, samulakasham kapit kashita bhavati, samula kasham kapit kashita bhavati, it is destroyed from its root. Something you destroy, see, if you fell a tree from top, from its branch, then there is a chance of it to sprout again. There is a chance of it to branch out again. But if you destroy it, if you pull it from the root itself, if you destroy the from the root itself, then there is no chance of anything coming out. Therefore, samula kasham kashita bhavati. It is destroyed, it is removed, it is cleaned from the root. Kushala kushalascha karmashaya. What are the karmas which are destroyed? Both good and bad karmas. Both are destroyed. Karmashayaha samulaghatam hata bhavanti. They are destroyed from root itself. Klesha karma nivrtau jivayet jivaneva vidvan vimukto bhavati. And when this kind of klesha karmas are destroyed, then this vidvan, this knowledgeable one, even while living, he attains the realization. He is called jivan mukta. Jivan eva vimukto bhavati. He is released from this bondage of samsara while living itself. Kasmat vai yasmat viparyayo bhavasya karanam nahi kshina viparya kaschite kena chite kachi kvachite drishyate jato drishyate iti. Because why do you call him vimuktaha? Jivan eva muktaha. Jivan muktaha. Why do you call him jivan muktaha? Because yes, ma, that is the cause, this is the reason. Vipareyo bhavasya karanam. The wrong knowledge is the cause for samsara bhava. Nahi china viparya. For a person who has destroyed viparya, the wrong knowledge, the wrong conclusion, kvachit, kaschit, for one, anybody who has destroyed, kena chit, anywhere, kvachit, anytime. So, anywhere, anytime, anybody, for anybody, if one has destroyed the viparyas, the wrong conclusions, then he cannot be jato drishyate iti. He cannot be seen as one to be reborn. If he has destroyed the, see, this is what I have been telling you in Vedanta, and this is what is in yoga also, this is what the tradition is. Once you are realized, there is no way you can be born again. You cannot say until the last man survives, until the last man is ignorant, you cannot say, you cannot stand on the bridge, stand on the door of knowledge, realization. No way. Either you are idiot or you are intelligent. There is only two possibilities. Whether you are ignorant or you are realized, there is only two possibilities. There is no in between here. Tada. Tada sarva varna mala apetasya. Jnanasya anantyat nyeyam alpam. Tada sarva avarna mala apetasya. Jnanasya anantyat nyeyam alpam. Tada sarva avarna mala apetasya. ജ്ഞാനസ്യ ആനന്ദ്യാദ് ജ്ഞേയം അല്പം. തഥാ അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് പോയിന്റ് ഓഫ് ടൈം when the kleshas are destroyed, sarva avarana mala petasya, this person for whom all the avarana malas, all the malas, all the impurities which veil the knowledge, those avarana malas, those veils of ignorance, they are destroyed for whom? That kind of person, for that kind of person, mala apayitasya, for whom it is destroyed, it is removed. Jnanasya anantya, this knowledge is total. Anantya is na antyam yasya iti anantyam, anantam. Anantam means there is no end to it. Since the knowledge is total, jnayam alpam, jnayam, the object of knowledge. Nothing exists as opposite of knowledge. He does not desire to know anything. There is nothing to know for him. Because he has gained total knowledge of everything. Sarvehi klesha karma avranaihi vimuktasya jnanasya anantyam bhavati. For a person who has destroyed all the klesha karmas, all the avaranas, all the wheels of ignorance, then jnanasya anantyam bhavati. For him who has released himself from, who has gained released from this bondage, then for him jnanasya anantyam bhavati, the knowledge is total. Avranakena tamaha tamasa abhibhutam avrita jnanasattvam kvachit eva rajasa parvartitam udghatitam grahana samartham bhavati. So avranakena tamasa abhibhutah, when the chitta, when the self, when the truth is covered by the tamas, ignorance, which is the veil, then because of that, this jnana, which is pure sattva, because of that, kochi deva rajasa, when it is, see, the veil is covering the darkness, which is tamoguna, which is covering the knowledge, then because knowledge and ignorance are opposites, you cannot say how can this knowledge be covered by ignorance. Ignorance, the nature of ignorance is to cover. You cannot say jnana and the ajnana cannot exist in the same place. The nature of the ignorance is cover. Because of the ignorance, you don't know this knowledge only exists. That is the problem. So rajasa pravartitam udghaditam. So when this is covered, then because of the rajas, because see, sattva cannot function, tamoguna cannot function. So to function, to do anything, rajoguna is expected. So through rajoguna, when it is triggered, then grahana samartham bhavati, the object of knowledge attains a state of something to be grasped. Then తత్ర యదా సర్వేహి ఆవరణమలైహి అపగతమలం భవతి తదా భవతి అస్య ఆనంద్యం. దెన్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఇంప్యూరిటీ, ఎనీ టైప్ ఆఫ్ వీల్, షీత్, కవరింగ్, దెన్ దట్ knowledge becomes anantya, total. Because of that, jnanasya anantyade jnayam alpam sampadyate. Because of that, the knowledge, since it, the removal of impurity is done, the knowledge has become total. He does not need to know anything. He does not desire to know anything. There is nothing to be known. Yatha akashe khadyotaha yatra idam uktam. Like the object of knowledge, it is like a ray in lightning in the sky. It is what is said by the acharyas. What is that? Andho manim vindhyat tam anangulir avayat agri vastam pratyamunchat tam ajihvo abhyapujayat iti. So why is it there is no desire for him to know anything about anything? Nyayam alpam. Why does that state come? Why does that he gains that state? Since he has gained the knowledge total, there is nothing to know. he understands whatever I was seeing, whatever I was experiencing, whatever was the object of knowledge, they really didn't exist. To prove that, they give this shloka. Beautiful shloka. This is a very beautiful shloka. Andho manim avidhyate. Andaha, a blind person, manim avidhyate. He selected the precious stones. Tam anangulihi avayate. And whatever he selected, that is the those precious stones were drilled and they were made as a chain by a person who has no fingers. And agrivastam pratyamunchat, and a person who does not have a neck, he wore it. And tam ajishu abhivujyat, a person who does not have a tongue, he is praising that, oh, beautiful stone. So this was the state of my experience when I was experiencing the world.